www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to hunting season. Yes, it's hunting season. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's back to school time. It's otherwise known as hunting season. We'll get into that. Why does RSB call back to school?
Is it what? Wabbit season?
Are we hunting wabbits? No, we're hunting widow children with needles, with syringes. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. The freedom to reject that which is not good for you is yours, too. And that would include pretty much all of modern allopathic, Western, medical monopoly, government-sanctioned medicine. Have I made myself clear?
Yes.
Right from the get-go, have I made myself clear? Well, next couple of hours here on naturalnewsradio.com and gcnlive.com, co-branding Natural News and GCN together, the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it out around planet Earth. And we're glad that you're here with us. The new number to dial in, 855-362-7458. 855-362-7458. Any hunters out there? Hunters. I mean medical doctors that hunt children. With syringes. Yeah.
There, I see all the hands raising right now.
They're in the crosshairs today. And I know that's politically incorrect to say. But as long as you're going to target children, eventually people are going to end up targeting you because of the threat to life and limb posed by these syringes filled with ungodly manner of substances, toxic genetic material from animals, aborted fetal tissue, etc. But yeah, vaccines are on the topic today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lead Gardasil developer clears conscience, admits vaccine is useless and deadly. And that is the lead story today.
Wow.
Naturalnews.com covers it. Ethan Huff is the writer, and it is a stunner. This article, it's something we've talked about since the beginning, because we have disputed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that Gardasil protects you from anything. In fact, we've disputed that HPV causes cervical cancer, or for that matter, tonsillar cancer up there in Canada, where evidently it's on the rise. We'll get into that. Now, Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, making us sound so good. We got Tom on the board today as well. Thank you, Tom. But Super Don, you have been through the teenage years with your kids. I think you've got a couple that might still be borderline teenager. And this propaganda, of course, being a producer on this show, probably doesn't work on you to go out and get your children shot up with the Gardasil vaccine. But are you hearing anything on the street with kids about this thing? Are they all going, yeah, I got to get it because it's going to protect me from cancer and STDs, et cetera? What's the word on the street, Super Don?
You know, we started covering this, you know, a few years ago when this came out, and they started doing the big campaign of getting everybody, all the girls, and then it was all the boys and everything. And I got to tell you, what I've noticed pretty much goes along with what the going trend nationally is, which is they don't want a shot for anything to begin with. They're just not getting it. They don't see the point in it. And you know, listen, most of the adults that I've talked to, the parents I've talked to, there have been a few that are unfortunately they're in with the sheeple.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are going, why am I going to give my kid a shot for a sexually transmitted disease, you know?
Okay. So the word is out on the streets and some parents are really getting it. If you're not sure of where we're going with this, just open up your browser and go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. We've got the links up in the description of what we're going to do today. Also, my favorite PhD, Brian Hooker. Brian Hooker is going to be with us. He's the father of a vaccine-injured child. He has done almost, I think, single-handedly more than most everybody on the planet to call out the CDC for its corruption on vaccine science, its defense of the vaccine industry, its cover-up of vaccine damage that relates to that which is even called autism. And he's had so many Freedom of Information Act requests, mostly rejected. And now the word on the street is he's being harassed by CDC officials. A dad of a vaccine-injured child. Yes. So we're gonna get Brian Hooker on in the second hour. That's going to be something, a stunner. I hope we don't get taken off the air by the CDC because, you know, they got all this powerful stuff with Merck and everything. We used to make fun of Julie Gerberdink, Chicken Little Gerberdink, we called her.
Yes,
now she's
yes.
head of Merck's vaccine $5 billion division because she did so good for them while she was heading up the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. At least that's what I call them.
That's right. I dare them to try and knock us off the air. Should I have said that?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. All right, that's what we do. Okay. We are not approved by the FDA nor the CDC. I mean, much to their chagrin, we are on the air 6 days a week here on GCN and Natural News Radio. But this story is a stunner because one of the lead researchers involved with the developing the two available vaccines for the human papillomavirus, Gardasil, that's by Merck, and Cervarix, which is by GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, admitted back in 2009, look at this, that the jabs are essentially useless and more dangerous than the very conditions they are hailed as preventing and treating. Now,
ouch!
Yeah, that's an oucher. Now, I am of the opinion that all vaccines are that way, but if you want, I'll get into that. You can call me at 855-362-7458 to get into that. But the vaccine industry eventually got to her, and she changed her story. But because of this vaccine, I guess we call it Internet Time Machine, you've actually got the ability, it's called a Wayback Machine, to go back and show what was actually said on the record. And they pulled this up in the Wayback Machine and reveals that both Gardasil and Cervarix do nothing to prevent cervical cancer, which is the reason that they're produced, or that's their claim.
Right.
And this 2009 article published by CBS News, which is still available online, reveals the truth about these criminal vaccinations, in my opinion.
Yes.
Listen to this. Here's a quote. The rate of serious adverse events from Gardasil is on par with the death rate of cervical cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, did you hear? Does that make sense? Okay, you're as likely to die from the shot as you are of the cervical cancer 20, 30 years down the road. Except we can go ahead and accelerate that in your teen years because most girls do not get cervical cancer until they're in, much later in their life. So they're basically not only admitting that there's the same amount of death from the vaccine as there is a cancer, but they neglect to admit that the shots are given to children. So that death rate is happening very early on, relatively speaking.
This is explosive. I mean, there's just one quote after another. Do you see that this goes on to say that she then admitted that the deaths from Gardasil they've been underreported by the CDC, which has given the illusion that the vaccine is somehow safe.
Yeah.
This is huge. This is absolutely huge.
This is like explosive diarrhea from the CDC. They're not liking this. I'm sorry.
Thank you for the visual.
That's the crap that goes on there. I got to say it. I got to call it like it is. Now, the vaccine is not safe. Now, let's step back from this. We'll revisit this article some more. But the whole claim that the human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer is... How is salacious? It's what? How would you say that? It's just it's without warrant. Let's just call it that.
It's without
Nikes.
Shikaka.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. It's not good, and we didn't have to get bleeped for that. But the reality is, they take let's say a scraping from the cervix of a woman who may have the cervical cancer.
Right.
They take that material, that biological material. And they enter it, which has a mishmash of all kinds of things in it. And they want to find out, well, what's there? Let's check it out. This is what they call a biopsy. Let's biopsy the tissue, see if there's cancer. If there is, let's see what else might be there. And what they do is they utilize that the fragments of genetic material from unknown sources, a bunch of different sources, and they put it into something called a polymerase chain reaction machine, PCR. It's a PCR test. Some of you have heard about PCR.
Right.
And the founder, the maker, the developer, inventor of PCR, Kerry Mullis, got the Nobel Prize for this advancement. Quite extraordinary. But he himself and many others have said that it is not a viable option to take PCR and say, we found the causative agent in any particular disease. Because what is happening here with PCR, pay attention, pay careful attention to this. My good friend Liam Sheff has written about it extensively as well in his book Official Stories. But they take this fragment of genetic material and they amplify it millions and millions beyond millions of times. It could be hundreds of millions of times. It's a staggering amplification. And by doing this, this fragment of genetic material, they then claim to have found the cause. Oh, look, in that, it's not even the size of a needle in a haystack the size of the Empire State Building, but look, what we found, we think it might be, wait, it could be, does that look like human papillomavirus? Or is that my father's Oldsmobile? We're not quite sure. And from that, they have made the pronouncement on high, the authoritarian medical regime is saying, aha, we found it, the cause of cervical cancer. It happens to be the human papillomavirus that may or may not be there even.
Yeah. So, and you know, the one thing we were talking about prior to going on the air is how HPV has been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yes, that's true.
Ramses III had HPV, you know, and now all of a sudden it's this, oh my goodness, everybody needs to get a vaccine, and this thing's been on the face of the earth for ever.
Did Ramses III just come back and smite you? What was that?
He's coming through the ground.
Did you know his girlfriend? What's happening here?
I'm all Italian. Right. I had my arms flailing as I was talking.
Yes, that's it. Super Don for you. So you never know. He makes it sound good, but sometimes he'll throw a sound effect in that wasn't supposed to be there.
I meant to do that.
Oh, yes. And if you'd like to be a sound effect on the Robert Scott Bell Show, give us a call now at 855-362-7458. 855-362-7458. We're going to talk more about this Gardasil shot because there's more to say about this article as well. And there's a story also about medical food, which is an oxymoron if you've ever heard one. But this Dr. Harper, as Superdome was referencing, just admits that the underreporting of the death and injury rate to the HPV shot is staggering as well. And so we are going to call into question the entire conventional medical system of vaccinology. And as we said, it is what? Hunting season. They're not hunting wabbits. They're hunting your children with vaccines, with syringes. Don't let them do it. Where are the super moms and super dads? Well, we will have a super dad on the air with us next hour. His name, Brian Hooker, PhD, and he is putting a fly in the ointment for the CDC. We're going to talk about that harassment on the other side of the news break. But for now, we've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Go to robertscottbell.com for all the latest news, breaking news, as well as links to events where I will be speaking, including Las Vegas, September 6th, 7th, and 8th at the American Naturopathic Medical Association, and a special meeting we're going to have Sunday evening after the conference that Nick Brannigan is going to be setting up. We'll get you information on that. The following weekend in Atlanta, 13th, 14th, and 15th. Woe is the CDC. RSV is coming back to town. That'll be interesting. Hey, we just figured out what brought down the Twin Towers. Based on the same claim that the CDC makes that the human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer, it turns out there were two cockroaches in the basement. And that was what brought down the Twin Towers. That is.
I see.
Special shout out to my wife. She came up with that. That was good.
I like that.
The perspective, if you will. That's what they're claiming in terms of this is what causes the cervical cancer. HPV, just like the Twin Towers, were brought down by two cockroaches.
Yes, you know that very elusive terrorist group. They're called Al Cicada.
Al Cicada, that's the one. Hey, not only this, but we got an extra commercial today that we brought out of the archives because I want to remind everybody to go get their shot. This one is called Protectisil. Go ahead, Tom, run that commercial.
I could give you a million reasons why I've chosen the Protectisil vaccine, but really, it just comes down to one. I'm smart. Smart enough to know that when a major pharmaceutical company tells me to take a drug that's long-term effectiveness is unproven, I should just trust them. Why? Because smart girls do what they're told, and they don't ask questions, especially about stuff that happens down there. So be a smart girl and check out the Protectacil vaccine. Go see a doctor. Ask if Protectacil is right for you. What are you waiting for? Do you need a ride? Because I can drive you. Or I'll pay for the cab. The drug company reimburses me. Did I mention that you get free juice and cookies afterwards? What's your address? Because I could just come over and inject you myself.
Protectacil. Oh. Just be a smart girl and get it.
Oh, just be a smart girl and get it. No, don't. Yeah, nice. I'd be a smart girl and just say no. Just like,
I'll come inject you myself.
I know. She was so like, do you hear that increasing desperation from the drug companies? Please, please. And, of course, they have the Democrats in California and New York in their back pocket because they've passed legislation to basically mandate its injection, if you will, before the kids are allowed to enter. Of course, there are religious exemptions in all states except West Virginia, and I would urge parents to understand what that means. It means not that you have to be a member or that you are or are not a member of any particular church, synagogue, or mosque, but your deeply held religious convictions. And if you haven't already figured out that it's an abomination to inject children with these toxic poisons and DNA from aborted fetal tissue, etc., then get on board and then start saying no. Withdraw your consent. Now, on the Gardasil front, as I said, we're talking about this issue that the one of the makers of the developers of these vaccines admitting that they don't work. They just plain don't work. And said, in fact, acknowledged that HPV infections resolve themselves on their own within a year or two. And in many cases, people, women particularly, have no symptoms associated with the HPV issue. And, of course, years later, if there is an issue with cervical cancer, there are a lot bigger issues than an HPV infection in your past. There's a lot of immune dysfunction that has occurred that have nothing to do with any vaccination except that a vaccine can induce cancer by introducing toxic components that the body doesn't know what the hell to do with and therefore cannot remove. So, another aspect.
Yeah, and, you know, an interesting point here in this article that this Dr. Harper, she made these statements. CBS News posted this. I mean, come on. CBS News is one of the big guys, right? I mean, they wouldn't put stuff out there that's faulty or incorrect, right? Well, not long after she made these statements, suddenly Dr. Harper basically just went, I didn't say that. What are you talking about? I never said those things. Vaccine? What's a vaccine? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And so she actually retracted the statement. So, you know, the conclusion has to be that
somebody
the
got vaccine. To her.
Got to her, and she suddenly just, you know, had complete amnesia about it in an interview with CBS News.
Well, don't let them get to you. By the way, more propaganda on the way. This story, Medical News Today, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. HPV-related, see, they're not saying causes, related, it's related, it's a distant cousin, tonsillar cancer on the rise in Canada. That is throat cancer. And this is, remember this Michael Douglas issue with his wife?
That's right.
What's her name? Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Right. Yeah, she gave him throat cancer. Uh-huh. Because he likes what kind of sex? We're not even going there. But this is another lie.
Poor guy.
Another lie. The guy smoked cigarettes. He drank alcohol. Never look at the pollution that you're breathing in, folks. Absolutely we do. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on Natural News Radio and Genesis Communications Network. We're going to be back with more powerful healing. And a little later, Brian Hooker taking on the CDC. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
What, you mean we're still on the air?
We're here.
Whoa, CDC, hey, look, the power is waning. Hallelujah.
The power of Merck.
Hallelujah.
That's so scary.
Hey, you know who else doesn't like us? Senator, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. Darn it. You know, we were just looking for, you know, she's going to be my best friend forever, BFF.
Dang it.
Dianne Feinstein. What happened to you, Dianne? Senator Feinstein, liberal Democrat. She's seeking an amendment to restrict who gets protection under a new media shield law. Basically, the limitations that the First Amendment were written into. Of course, Congress shall make no law abrogating the, you know, or restricting the freedom of speech, right? establishment of religion, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, now freedom of the press to Dianne Feinstein means only if you have a salary from a media company such as General Electric or MSNBC.
Right.
Or even Fox News for that matter. She'll say that's protected because, of course, all of that is controlled media. It's even controlled opposition. But the new media, of which we are a part, and Natural News Radio, GCN and all, of course, it doesn't count. Not part of the First Amendment because, you know, the government didn't really mean when they said it. When the original founding fathers wrote the first 10 amendments, the First Amendment in particular, they didn't really mean freedom of speech for everybody. Just journalists who are getting salaries from large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States, which only exists in name now because
right.
we are in not only a de facto hunting season on children with vaccines, but a de facto corporate United States, which is not the same thing as a de jure these United States. Again, very important distinction to make, not made in many places, but we do it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The important detail here, and we got to tip our hat to Ben Swan once again for coming up with this information. The guy is amazing. But this bill, called the Free Flow of Information Act, it defines what a media provider is and who a journalist is. And now basically what this is doing is this is shutting out people like bloggers and, coincidentally, people like Edward Snowden. What a coincidence, right?
No protections of the First Amendment for people we don't like.
No, and so what Feinstein's doing, what she wants to do is she wants to go on and suggest that the term journalist only apply to those who report to mainstream media sources.
Right. Which brings us to Kerry, John Kerry, John Scary Kerry.
Our favorite.
Yes. He is also very nervous about the Internet. He doesn't like the Internet because he says it makes it very hard to govern.
Yes. Right?
You guys and gals reading, you get your news from the Internet. See, this goes hand in hand. And it's interesting, at least in this case, not that we're fans of the Republican Party. I don't like either party. But let's just be honest. In this particular case, I'm not hearing Republicans calling for restrictions on freedom of speech. I mean, they might do it in certain areas or arenas, but at this particular point in time, they're not saying it's the people that are on the Internet that are responsible, for instance, for the Boston Marathon bombing. As right. Rachel Maddow, what did they say? She went mental or she got retarded? What is it? MSNBC went, it's really politically incorrect.
Retarded. Okay, we're not supposed to say this, but this is a quote. MSNBC went full retard.
Yeah, and of course, it's politically incorrect. It upsets folks. But this is really where they're intellectually challenged, let's just say this, because they're saying that they're claiming that some of the conspirators, because there's no conspirators in that Boston Marathon bombing, actually would be on the Internet reading about conspiracies, like the two cockroaches that brought down the Twin Towers that I just referenced.
Right.
And so they're trying to smear everybody who's a libertarian now. And if you think this is not related, look up in New Hampshire. Superdon, you saw what they're trying to do in New Hampshire?
Well, believe it or not, they're trying to buy a armored vehicle, a tank.
Yeah, tank.
In order to try and control the terrorists in New Hampshire, because you've heard about all those terrorists, haven't you?
You know, I've yet to hear the first terrorist attack in New Hampshire, other than the State Department of Agriculture attacking small family farmers.
No. New Hampshire is full of terrorists.
What do you mean? I haven't heard this. Is this an Al-Qaeda, like a hideout? What's going on?
They need a tank because of those Occupy Wall Street people?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're a little unkempt and they might smell bad, but are they really terrible?
Yeah, well, you need a tank, kind of run over, they want to distribute, deodorizers and stuff.
Right, out of that big nozzle.
That's right. And even worse than Occupy Wall Street people?
Yeah, yeah.
The libertarians.
Oh, yes, those dangerous libertarians like us. We only want to be left alone, and we do not believe in violence. Achieve our means.
A tank.
Right. We need a tank to hold off these nonviolent folks. It's like, the whole army couldn't stop Gandhi when he went through his nonviolent approach. MLK preached nonviolence. Rosa Parks, nonviolence. These were all considered libertarians of their time because they believed in liberty. Limiting government's ability to restrict us so we would not be restricted to be able to do what we do. And we were able to achieve our means via nonviolence. So what do they call for in New Hampshire? We need violence. We need the big guns.
Protect us, please, from those libertarians carrying Ron Paul signs. They're dangerous.
Right. And, of course, then the drones are also in the news. Send in the drones.
Yes.
Send in the drones. Industry gives journalists a not-so-subtle hint. Don't call them drones! What? What? They're drones! The drone wars have begun.
A drone is a drone.
Yeah,
begun the drone wars have. So thank you, Yoda. We haven't heard Yoda in a while.
This is incredible. Drone is now a dirty word by the makers of drones.
Drones.
Don't say drones. Call them unmanned aerial vehicles. But let me just say this. An unmanned aerial vehicle or a drone by any other name can blow you up just as good. So I don't know if it'll make a difference, but this is kind of like the PR difficulties that the genetically modified organisms have, like Monsanto.
Listen, the word drone, it's not like it's some kind of thing you're going to find in the Urban Dictionary. You're going to find it in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And in that dictionary, a drone is an unmanned aircraft or ship guided by remote control. That's what it is. But what they don't like is the fact that the word drone now carries along with it a stigma, which I would call
a dirty word.
Truth, okay? Yeah. It carries the truth with it.
Stigma of truth.
That's right. They just don't like it. And so now they want you to call it an unmanned aerial vehicle. Now tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? I mean, you want to use unmanned aerial vehicle. That's eight syllables. Or say drone.
Right. So, listen, it's not working very well. So, inside the room at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, where they had a lot of the media gathered for this, you wanted Wi-Fi, you know what the password was for the Wi-Fi? Don't say drones.
Don't say drones.
We're not subtle about this. Stop saying drones. Don't say drones.
That's not a joke.
I heard you thinking.
That's not a joke. That was actually the Wi-Fi password to use the Wi-Fi.
This is absolutely incredible. But again, this is the game of let's change word definitions or maybe stop using the word because now it's a bad word. And maybe the FCC is going to come after us for using the word drone, saying that we're cussing on the air by saying the word drone.
This is just more programming. This is more brainwashing here because this guy, this president of this organization, that's having this, what are they? The Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the word drone, it instantly conjures up mental images of large predators firing missiles at hostile targets around the world.
That's what it is.
Because they are. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My arms are going again.
But don't hit anything, Superdome.
No. That's what they're doing. But wait a minute. Hold on now. No, actually, not all of the drones are doing that because now we've got drones flying around being remote controlled by the paparazzi to get pictures of Tina Turner's wedding. See what how short her dress is. And we've got farmers that are using drones to try and find out where the weeds are in their fields, right?
Well, we've got the feds trying to use drones to find out where the weeds are in food cooperatives.
But this is all part of the process of trying to get people desensitized to drones. So we're trying to spread them out all over the country and have people use them for the most ridiculous ideas. So now when drones are flying through the air, they're as common as birds, okay? So people just won't care. They just won't even notice. So, it makes sense now that they want to try and dumb down the definition of drone because they want people to get used to them because guess what? Big Brother wants to know what color the underwear is you're putting on this morning.
Of course, the good news is there are townships that are establishing drone-free zones and basically deputizing the citizens. Citizenry to shoot them down.
Yes, drone hunting licenses.
Drone hunting licenses. We approve of those. We don't approve of the kid hunting licenses that doctors have with vaccination, much less the nurses and even the pharmacists who are willing to inject these kids with Gardasil. Hey, listen, we do have the link up through the 866-939-BELL number now. We've just confirmed it. It is up, 866-939-BELL. You can reach me now live or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave me a message. 866-939-2355. I do want to get to a question of the day. I don't have a lot of time in this segment, but at least we can start it. It's pretty intense. You know, Super Don, I've done a lot of interesting research into how to restore gut ecology as well as gut integrity. We're talking about the GI, the gastrointestinal system.
Yep.
I have a big question on this one, I'm telling you. We're going to see how much I can get out right now. Dear Robert, I love your show and have been listening for a few years now. You have inspired me to pursue a career in natural healing. And much of the information that I know is because I learned it from you. So thank you for fulfilling your calling and spreading the good natural news, as it were. And by the way, yes, thank you. And I'm encouraging people to check out trinityschool.org as a way to further your education into natural health. Trinityschool.org. There's a link up and a banner at robertscottbell.com. Awesome, awesome place. Good folks. They're doing a great job. Now, the letter continues. One of my new coworkers has been experiencing GI distress for several years now. Here's her situation in a nutshell. Originally, this is unbelievable. Originally, she was experiencing symptoms similar to celiacs and other inflammatory bowel diseases. She was tested for everything, but everything came back normal. The doctor then decided to open her up and do a biopsy. When they did, they said her colon was rotting from the inside out or outside in.
Unbelievable.
They said none of the tests showed anything until they opened her up and said that. So the doctor immediately removed 2 feet of her colon, the most necrotic parts, and closed her back up, telling her that the rest of her colon would eventually die as well. I mean, that's a great prognosis, isn't it? That she'll have cancer on the way. This is a disgusting story, but it needs to be told. But many of her family have died from similar things. So now they're going to go, oh, it's genetic. But more of her colon is rotting as we speak, she says. Now, they did a comprehensive IgG, a food allergy test, candida albicans, other forms of microbacteria, allergies for everything, milk, yogurt, casein, whey, cheese, beef, corn, gluten, everything. They tested everything. And the only thing she can eat right now is cheese for some reason. They don't understand that. It doesn't make her stomach hurt. But she can't take probiotics because that causes her to wig out. The only way she can eliminate waste is with Miralax. This is an incredible story. We've got more to talk about here for gut recovery. The most important thing you can do to restore integrity to your health, that interface between the outside world and the inside world that doctors violate every time they vaccinate you or your children. All right, we'll be back after this break. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Heal the gut after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the help you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Thanks for helping us all rock the health world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Sunday, or is that Sunday through Monday? I always get it backwards now. It's Sunday through Friday. How do we do this? One day a week.
What's
we get the rest.
Difference? 6 days a week.
And on the seventh day. So here we are, the weekday show version, thanks to GCN Live. Hats off to Ted Anderson and Mike Adams for all coming together to make this a possibility. We're glad to be here on board. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The website, robertscottbell.com, for all of the links to the news that we're covering here, including next hour, Brian Hooker, Ph.D., and the CDC attacks on him. What is that all about? We'll get to that. But I was covering a story, and this is, by the way, this is from Kate. Kate had written this in about a friend with the GI damage that is extraordinary, worse than anything I'd heard. Necrotizing tissue, 2 feet pulled out. They're saying they're going to have to pull more out. It's even more necrotizing. It's just dying. The tissue is dying. She can't take probiotics because they cause intense cramping. She can't eat anything. The only thing helping her is the Myers cocktail that they've been administering twice a week, I believe intravenously, I'm assuming. What can she do? That's the question from Kate. To heal her gut. 1, heal her gut. 2, prevent colon cancer. 3, regenerate her body's ability to eliminate waste properly. So here we go. Heal the gut. Now, we're dealing with tissue that is dying. Now, I'm going to tell you a story I have told before, but maybe new listeners have not heard this. There was a Hollywood starlet, a friend of mine, not because she was a Hollywood starlet, it was just kind of she happened to be. Now, she called me one evening from California. I'm on the East Coast. And she said her friend had gotten into a serious car accident and had broken his leg in multiple places. And he was in the hospital, at least he went initially to Cedar Sinai, which is a very high-end hospital. And they told him they could fix his leg, no problem, but it'll cost him $20,000. Now, he didn't have that kind of coverage to do that. So then they sent him to the VA where he was covered. In the meantime, they wrapped his leg and sent him on his way. He went to the VA. By the time the VA could see him, the lower part of his leg, his foot, was starting to go gangrenous. There was evidence of gangrene. That was necrotizing tissue because there was so much inflammation. They had wrapped him too tightly. The tissue was necrotizing. It was dying. And at this point, she calls me. What can we do? What can we do? We don't want to lose the leg because actually they said if it doesn't heal up at least enough to work on this thing by morning, they're going to have to cut off, amputate his leg below the knee. This is from a car accident with broken leg, not, you know, a bullet wound or something like that. This is staggering.
And so I told her what to do. I said, you got to get the bottle of bioactive silver hydrosol. She ran into Whole Foods. She got a bottle of Sovereign Silver, a couple of big bottles. And I said, you know, not only do I want them drinking it, you know, every hour, but if you can, put it on the actual area, because silver brings oxygen into the arena. And she also did a little bottle of oxygen, you know, an oxygen supplement bottle. Now I would say take the OxyLift, which would be most appropriate. But she did those two things. She called me the next day and said it's a miracle. When they unwrapped the tissue, it was pink and happy, like it was perfectly healthy. And they were able to set his leg, and he didn't lose his leg.
There
now,
you go.
This, why does it, why did it, why did silver do this? Because silver and oxygen love each other. And oxygen is necessary to prevent necrotizing of tissue. It's the oxygen, lack of oxygen, if you will, creating the decay. And that is also happening in the colon of this friend. And that is why OxyLift, the entire oxygen, you know, go to oxyrsb.com. Everything in there is going to bring oxygen into the system. If you go to oxyrsb.com, plus there's 20% off of all of the Oxy products. Mr. Oxygen Ed McCabe, we have him on. He's in the archives. Give a listen. Plus, you can get four DVDs for free, a $50 value with any purchase. So you will help your friend with that and the silver. Here's where I do the silver aloe protocol. It's very simple. It's taking an ounce of silver and an ounce of aloe vera juice three times a day, drinking it down straight before meals. Of course, in this case, not much meals going on, so it's easy to do. The silver, why is silver used in burn care centers around the world with third-degree burns? That's when all the tissue has been damaged, it's gone. Because silver is the most regenerative substance on planet Earth, along with the oxygen. So this is the thing. The silver aloe protocol, eventually she'll be able to take the probiotics. Right now, the probiotics have no place to live. They're desperate to find a place to live. There's no place to live. That's why the cramping is occurring. So we must heal the tissue. So between the silver aloe protocol and the OxyLift and the other oxygen products from Mr. Oxygen, that'll be great. Also, I recommend drinking ionized, alkalized, and we call it structured water. If you want to know what I drink at home, go to robertswater.com. Robertswater.com. And it's as simple as that. You can plug in and have that kind of water in your home as well. In fact, there are ways you can get it for as little as $40 a month, you know, because these things are a little pricey, but they're a half the price of some of these multi-level versions. So you got a good one. Go to robertswater.com. Also, a special shout out to rdxnatural.com for the redox stabilized signaling molecules that will also activate even further all of the antioxidants to promote the healing and reduce the inflammation within your friend's body. Kate, thank you for that question. You can call me 866-939-BELL. We got another hour with Brian Hooker taking on the CDC and vaccine damaged individuals. Yeah, we can do that. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered
Barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.